Okay, so up to new Mishnah, Mishnah Tesvav. Right, so until now the past called Mishnah was Hillel, and so now we move on to Shammai. So it says in the Mishnah like this: Shammai Omer, also famous, famous teachings. Shammai Omer, Asei Sarascha Keva. Number one, make your learning Keva. So there's different interpretations of that, just like on a very simple level. So there's different interpretations, right? So one shot is that Asei Tereska Keva, thank you. Asei Tereska Keva means that you should have like a designated time. And instead of being like, you know, chaotic and, you know, when you have a chance, when you don't have a chance, Asei Tereska Keva, you should make your learning scheduled in a kviyistic way. Another interpretation, and these are all true, another interpretation is that even if throughout your schedule you're only learning for a certain amount of time and the bulk of your day is doing other things, I say Sarascha Keva, but that time that you're learning should be by you like the focal point of the day. So these are all different interpretations. I say Sarascha Keva, okay. Then Shammai continues, Emar Ma'at Vaseh Harbe, right? Say a little but do a lot. It's always a good idea. And then the final, Bahavi Makabal Skodim Sefer Panam Yafis. So again, as we've seen before, a lot of these Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos, one of the hard parts about learning Pirkei Avos is to sort of try to chop what's the connection between each line in the Mishnah. So Kamaran is going to explain for us in his way. All right, so let's see what he says. Again, on the bottom, it's on page Lamed Aleph. So I say Tereska Keva. So he says like this. What does it mean, Keva? So I say Tereska Keva means Ba'olam Hayichud. Now there's meaning, he says like this, Kitar Shloi Lishma Nisheres Ba'olam HaGalgalim Misgalgelas Im HaGalgalim She'en LaKeva. Okay, so just to be kitzer, in Sefer Kabbalah we find that reality that Rabban Hashem created is like, it's divided into two parts. There's the space of what's called Atzilus, which is the Rabban Shalom's domain, like where the Rabban Shalom lives, Kaviyachal. And then there's our world, the physical world of nature. So our world that's physical is unstable. It's unstable by its very definition. You know, we're on solid ground, right? But we all know, like, you know, if you remember back to elementary school science, right? Like underneath there's the crust of the earth, right? But the crust is really like floating on lava. So we're not really, so everything is, we say in Davening by Yom Narayim, right? Toil Eretz, that the world is founded and resting on what? On Blima, on nothing. So the physical world is tenuous. Yeah, it's Mamshlo. The only thing that's real and that's solid, that's rock solid, is the Rabban Shlom. So that's Aleph, Beis. In the Kabbalah storm, we find an idea that when a person, anytime that a person does a mitzvah, obviously the mitzvah is piled good things and it goes all the way up. But there's a difference between when a person, let's say in Torah, that's the context that he's talking about, when a person learns Torah Lishma versus Torah Shlo Lishma. Torah Lishma goes all the way to that place of Hashem, which is Keva. Whereas a person that learns Torah Shlo Lishma, even though obviously to a certain degree everything, like we've mentioned this many times, deep within a person, there's anyway an akuda that's Lishma. So that means that any time a person learns, there's a certain aspect of that Torah which is Lishma, and male, that aspect of it goes all the way to the highest place. But if a person is primarily doing it with the volume cranked up on the Shloi Lishma part, that means the bulk power of the Torah is going to sort of remain in the unstable, tenuous universe, which is called the physical world. That's why, you know, there's a Kabbalah from the Tzaddikim that Chidushei Torah, when a person is Mechadish, when a person, every Chiddush, the world is created from Torah, right? So any Chiddush that a person has in learning is going to create a Chiddush in the universe. So when a person learns Torah Lishma, and they say a Chiddush in learning, that creates a Chiddush in the higher world. When a person learns Torah Shloi Lishma, it also creates a Chiddush, but not a Chiddush in the higher world, a Chiddush in the lower world. Like on a very tangible level, the tzaddikim say like even there'll be a scientist, there'll be an engineer, there'll be someone in some field, you know, medicine or whatever it is that comes up with a chiddush, and the root, everything is rooted in Torah. That's because some person sitting and learning came up with the chiddush and learning. But if it's shloi lishma, then the chiddush that the person came up with in learning is only going to manifest as a chiddush in technology, science, whatever it is. But
you see, it's the opposite of like you only see things in this world that are kiyum. But so if you have shloim lishma, it only becomes
tangible down here, right? Because this world etzim is not it's not keva. That's what there's a story they say from I think it was Sfasemnes maybe Chedush Arim, someone that they brought someone came with a sefer to I might have been mistaken who it was. I think it was a Chedush Arim or someone like that. And for Haskam or whatever. And the Chedush Arim was able to tell from the learning that it was good stuff, but he was able to sense that it was Shloi Lishma. So he said, this is gonna come up with such technologies in England and France, it's gonna come with Mamish, it's gonna change the world. That what the guy was hearing this like it's a wow, thank you for the compliment. It's not a compliment. But I'll kupon him. So putting that together, so it says the Kamara Latsip Shan the Mishnah. Say Sayroscha Keva. Make sure that your learning reaches that reality that's called stable, that's called the Rabbanu Shloim. In other words, learn Torah Lishma. That's what he says. Ki Tar Shloi Lishma Nish'eres Ba'ilim HaGalgalim. Tar Shloi Lishma doesn't make it to that place that's called Keva. It remains in sort of the unstable universe that we operate in, which is Galgalim. Things are like a circle, you know, like planets. Things are they're round. Things are not stable. Misgalgelis HaGalgalim. And it goes this way and that way. Shein LaKeva. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. I say Saras LaKeva. Make sure that you're learning reaches the Rabbanu Shel Olam, who is ultimately the only stable reality. So that's that means basically learn Torah Lishma. And now the Mishnah continues on the different powers and the different milas, I guess you can say, that Torah Lishma has. So one mila is already hinted to with what we just saw, which is that it's stable, right? So let's understand, like, if the Torah that a person learns reaches that stable place by Hashem, then guess what? That's going to have an effect on the learner also, that they're also going to feel stable, right? So in other words, like, you know, a person throughout the day, you never know. You got curveballs like this and curveballs like that, but you want to have that stability. So when a person learns Torah, Torah has the ability, again, even if it's only for a short amount of time, but it has the ability of anchoring a person and giving you stability. But says the Mishnah, the way the Kamar is learning, that's true. Torah has that stability quality, but especially if you're learning Torah Lishma, then it's mamish, it gets to that place that's Be'etzem Keva. So now there's a part of you that's anchored there. So now no matter what goes on in the Olam HaGalgalim, right, in the unstable, tenuous universe, but Lamaisa, you're anchored in not just Torah, but you're anchored in a Torah that's Keva. So that's called Torah Lishma. So, you know, that's... So now he goes on to say other milas of Torah Lishma, other side benefits, I guess, of Torah Lishma. So again, one benefit is that it makes a person Keva. It anchors you instability, and no matter what happens, you know, you have that that stability to you. That's one good side effect, side benefit. Another side benefit is emar ma'at v'aseh harbe, that even a little bit of words of Torah that are said l'shma aseh harbe is able to be pile a lot. See, that's what he says. Ubezeh amir, emar ma'at ubezeh amir, and with that little statement, ta'aseh harbe, it'll be pile a lot. Livrei Shemaim Chadashim, Veres Chadashim, Molochim Kedoshim. There's a tradition from the Mekubalim that in a lot of there's a sefer Rabbi Yehuda Pasai, who was one of the Gedolei Svaradish and Mekubalim in the early 1900s. So in the beginning of his Svarim, Beis Lachem Yehuda, yeah. So he quotes in his Akdama, I think he writes this in his Akdama. I think it's in Beis Lachem Yehuda. He says that the Kabbalah is that a person that learns 1 hour of Pnimius HaTorah, it equals 1,000 hours of Nigla, something like that. So that's always like, okay, Gavaldik, you know, if I'm gonna, okay, the Ikur is to learn Torah Lishma, but that Nakuda of there being like, huh? Of a Seharbe, right. So a little bit of something that's like, real Pnimius and real Lashma is able to play a lot. That's what he says. Huh? Exactly. So that's the same thing. Zeichel Dvar Maharbe, right, exactly. So even if you don't put, you know, again, like, you know, the Aron in the Beis HaMikdash, a miracle happened that it was Einam and Hamida, right? It didn't take up any space, right? So it's like the length of the room is, let's say, 20 amis. That's what is 20 amis. If you measured from one wall to the end of the Aron, it was 10 amis. And then the other wall to the end of the Aron on the other side was 10 amis. It means altogether it was 20 amas, but the aron itself took up, so it didn't take up any space. So the Mefarshim asked the question, what's the purpose of such a nace? It's unnecessary. Let it take up space. What's the what does it have to? Who's seeing it? Who's knowing it? The Kohen Gadol goes in once a year. He's not coming with a measuring stick. Like what's? So the answer is, it's not a nace like Hashem showing off. That's what the Aron represents. What Torah is and the way it's supposed to be learned and the way it's supposed to be experienced, which is like it's by its nature miraculous. It doesn't take up space. So in other words, Rav Nachman has a Torah based on that idea that like your mind. There's only so much information that your mind can your mind is finite. It's you know less than 20 amas wide, right? So it's it has fine. So how much Torah can you stop in there? So the answer is, if you learn Torah Lishma, it's enem and amida. It doesn't take up any space. So it keeps on going, keeps on going. So it's the same idea over here. It's like you would, the normal rules of nature is that a cause and effect are connected to each other, right? So if you want to have a huge cause. You want to have a huge effect, right? So you need a huge cause, right? But over here we have this like strange dach, emor ma'at v'aseh harbe. It's a strange dach. The answer is because Torah is not working in that. It's not working with that, with those limitations. The truth is, even if you have this physically, also, right? There's a little. I don't know much about this, but right, if you take like atomic energy, right? So you take an atom and you smash it really hard, right? So what happens? So mamish, huge amount, not infinite, but a huge amounts of energy are contained in that small little zach. It's like, you know, it took a year to be able to figure that one out, you know, but that's the site, you know. Emar ma'at, it's Torah Lishma has that quality of like atomic energy like that. Emar ma'at, v'aseh harbe. Next, just a couple more minutes, we'll finish. The third point, so again, you see that's the flow of the Mishnah. It's trying to talk about all the different positive side benefits that you get from Torah Lishma. So Aseis Res Chakeva, it creates a stability. Amar Mat V'Aseh Harbe. And the final thing is Vavi Makabos Kodem Sefer Panim Yafes. What does that mean? So he says the next. So he says Vavi Makabos Kodem Sefer Panim Yafes. Kishatia, the next page. Kishatia Lacha Madregas Torah Lishma. When a person is zaycha to a little bit of Torah Lishma, Astia Beinechak Eves Vayin. Then you see yourself as nothing. So it automatically results in a sense of humility. Again, I'm sure by now you've already seen this pattern with the Kamarna. By the Kamarna, holding yourself as nothing is the greatest thing of all. So he says, when you zarka Torah Lishma produces that. Again, that's the irony, right? Because if a person learns Torah Lechara, you should come out feeling like bigger, right? But when it's Shloi Lishma. When it's, right, with the Midah, right, with the measure. When it's lishma, then it's aron is enem in amida. Then you take up less space, so your mamish more ayin. V'kol adam toivimcha, and everyone's better than you. That's the mentality. After the Torah lishma, everyone's better than you. That's the way you see things. V'as takabel skol adam save upon the office. So of course you're going to smile and be happy with everybody because you're meeting tzaddikim constantly. You're meeting someone that's bigger than you. Get brachas meglay. Like everyone's better than you. Mash ain't Cain, however, La Toyim Yisam Hamoviz Shal HaTorah, right? The Gemara says that Torah is compared to a chemical. It could be Samachayim, if you learn a Lishma, and it could be when it's Shalai Lishma, not only is it just like neutral, it's Sam HaMoviz. There can be a poison. Why? So he says, Mash ain't Cain, when a person tastes the poison of Torah, as you approach Torah with ego and all Shalai Lishma, then what happens? Shusaini Yisrael. Chas v'shalom, the Kamamish make a person an anti-Semite. Kamamish be a son of Yisrael. The Ein Roya Elamume b'nei Adam. All you see are the flaws of people. V'amakabel schaver b'ponim yafis, afilu le'inosim le'klom. So, but again, but going back, but if a person is zaycha to learn Torah Lishma, and mela everyone's a tzaddik, and like you don't see any flaws in people, and therefore you're makabel everyone b'sefer ponim yafis, afilu le'inosim le'klom, and like you're so grateful to meeting this guy, even though the guy didn't give you anything, it's like you're reacting to this guy as if he gave you the greatest gifts of all time, and he's just like saying good morning to you. And it's like, wow, I can't believe. Like, imagine like a tzaddik hadar wishes you a good morning. That's all you need. That would change your week, right? So the person with Torah Lishma, that's how he feels when any yid gives him a good morning. It's like, wow, a yid gave me a good morning. It's gevaldig. So he says, v'zaych aliris p'nei hashchina. That person learns Torah Lishma. You could be makabel p'nei hashchina like that. Again, he's referencing what it says in Ovis Derav Nosim, which is this, which is, you don't have this on the bottom, it says, he quotes on the bottom, Avos Rav Nosson. Have a Makabalas called him a Sefer Panim Yafis. Again, Avos Rav Nosson sort of expands Pirkei Avos. So Avos Rav Nosson quotes this line, Yishu Makabal everyone b'Sefer Panim Yafis, Ketzad. So the Avos Rav Nosson says, Malamid, Shem Nosson Adam Lechaver Kol Matanis Tavisha Ba'olam Upanav Kvushim Ba'aretz Ma'alav Akasav Kilulay Nosson Lekulam. So said Avos Rav Nosson, if a person actually gave you like a huge gift, but you like you don't even say thank you, you just like turn the other way, so that's terrible. That's terrible midas, right? Have makabel as chavir b'sefer panim yafis, but the opposite is by makabel. That's a far negative extreme. What's the positive extreme? That even if the guy doesn't give you anything, you're so grateful to this person for just like saying good morning to you, as if he's giving you all the gifts in the world. So that's what it means to be makabel as chol and b'sefer panim yafis. In other words, Avos Rav Nosson is saying an extreme thing, right? It doesn't just mean to be friendly. It means the highest, and again, it's a high madrega. The high madrega is that any interaction you have with another yid, you're so grateful for that experience as if the guy gave you all the matanis in the world. So it says the Kamari, where do you get such a madrega from? The answer is when you learn Torah Lishma, then Taka, you see, then you're the bottom. Like that's you. So then everyone is the tzaddik hador compared to you. So then, and from there, a person is zeichet mekabel pnei Hashchina as well. Okay, Bezus Hashem. You should be zeichet to learn Torah Lishma. All right.